What they're doing is programming mRNA. And mRNA is a little piece of it's like DNA, but it's the messenger RNA. It's what makes proteins in the body. It's kind of like a computer chip that you put into a 3D printer, and then you tell it what you want it to make, and it prints it out, right? That we have that in engineering. And this is the biologic equivalent. I make some mRNA, and it tells your body to produce certain things. Well, in this case, what they've done, they've made a piece of this mRNA to create in every cell of your body that spike protein, or at least part of it. And that spike protein, you're actually creating the pathogen in your body. There have been 4 different vaccines and 3 different animal studies that I know of, in ferrets, in cats. Cats have a natural thing with coronavirus. So it's cats and ferrets, and I think something else. They started after SARS, they did cats. And then after MERS, they did, which are all coronavirus pathogens that are more deadly. And they after MERS, they tried it in ferrets and something else. And what happened is all the animals died. It wasn't subtle, okay? But they didn't die of the vaccine. What they died from was called immune enhancement or antibody-induced enhancement or antibody-dependent enhancement. They call it ADE now, but they used to call it immune enhancement. Here's what happens. They make the RNA, and so you're getting ready with this. You get the vaccine, and you do fine, all right? Now, you challenge the animal with the virus that you're supposed to be immunizing against. So when they challenge those cats with SARS, instead of killing the virus or, you know, weakening, what they did is your this stylized immuno response that they've built into your system went out and coded the virus. So the virus came into the cat's body like a Trojan horse, unseen by the cat's own immune system. And then it replicated without checking and killed the cat with overwhelming sepsis and cardiac failure.